The Czech Senate on Thursday banned an appearance by the controversial Dutch politician Geert Wilders on its premises. Mr. Wilders was going to screen his anti-Islamic film Fitna and address a conference held by Czech anti-Islamists and Eurosceptics. Jan Richter has the details.
The controversial anti-Islamic movie Fitna by Geert Wilders, the leader of the Dutch Party for Freedom, was due to be shown in the Czech Senate on the 30th of November. Mr. Wilders, who will be coming to Prague at the invitation of a Czech anti-Islamist website, Eurabia.cz, and Civic Democrat Senator Jiří Oberfalzer, was going to deliver an address entitled Free Speech and the Islamization of Europe. The news immediately sparked a huge controversy, and Senate leaders eventually banned Mr. Wilders from appearing on the premises of the upper chamber. Civic Democrat Přemysl Sobotka is the Senate's chair.
When I found out about the details and when I learned about what he was going to talk about here in the Senate, I said clearly it was a problem that such a controversial politician should appear in one of the chambers of the Czech parliament.
Na půdě jedné z komor parlamentu přicházel takto kontroverzní politik.
The Senate's Media Commission, which originally approved the event, revoked its decision. Meanwhile, the Civic Democratic Party distanced itself from the invite, and so did the heads of both chambers' foreign committees. I asked one of the organizers, Daniel Kotula, whether he was surprised by the reaction.
I expected that there will be some voices which will not welcome the Wilders' visit, but I did not expect that it will be from Civic Democrats because of very similar opinions of Wilders and Civic Democrat Party. So I don't understand. I expected, for example, for some Social Democrats and the Greens and so on, but not from Civic Democrats.
Senator Jiří Oberfalzer, who is well known for his opposition to the EU's Lisbon Treaty, and the editors of Eurabia.cz are now looking for another venue. They want to draw attention to how the Lisbon Treaty will change the immigration policies within the European Union. Daniel Kotula again.
It's also related to the Lisbon Treaty because of in the Lisbon Treaty there are some paragraphs about the immigration flows, and now when Lisbon Treaty is signed, can European Union make movements in the European countries and can change the flow of immigration, for example, from Italy to the Central Europe.
The country's several dozen thousand strong Muslim community is unfazed by the event, regardless of where Geert Wilders will screen his anti-Islamic movie. Mohammad Abbas is the head of the Muslim Union of the Czech Republic.
Traditionally, the Muslim community here ignores such provocations. This man is coming to provoke, and I think that if we react to this, it will be the things which he wants. He wants to show Muslims as a people who are not rational. I think that the best thing to do for him is to ignore him, just like that.
Mohammad Abbas, head of the Muslims Union of the Czech Republic.